Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Lovely Travels podcast. Our namesake is here with me today, the lovely Emma.
Hello, guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Where are we heading off today to? Where are we heading off to today?
We're heading south.
I feel like I'm getting worse at English the more we record.
It has been a while since you've been in the English-speaking places, so that's fair.
Yes.
But today we are going...
Where are we going? We're heading south.
We're heading to South Australia.
Hooray, South Australia. I've never been.
Well, let us take you there. This will be a great episode if you've never been there, because we give lots of wonderful tips. And I do love, you know, actually the naming of the states is quite German, really, because they're very accurate. You know, we've had Western Australia. It's the west of Australia.
Correct.
The south of Australia. It is the south of Australia. I mean, Queensland, you know, the Queen, I guess it was her land. Well, it wasn't really, but, you know, she named it that.
South Wales in the west.
Yeah.
In the east.
Yeah. So, you know, but anyway, definitely the Western Australia, South Australia, we're very accurate. And it's fun. We do have a link to the Germanies in this South Australian episode, so you'll enjoy that little fact.
There's lots of links to Germany from South Australia.
We'll have to wait and listen to hear them. But, yes, our lovely guests know how much you love facts. So Naomi Robinson has joined us today, my adopted little sister. She'll explain why that is. She's my adopted little sister. Oh. But she lived there for a little while, actually from Sydney, but she was, you know, sort of honorary South Australian, and so she takes us on a bit of a tour. And I am... I've been there five or six times. As I was talking, I kept recalling more and more visits that I'd been on. So a few of them are quite hazy because they're around the Adelaide Fringe Festival, and I might have been drinking a fair bit. So they're a bit patchy. Right. But I was there.
Well, Adelaide in South Australia is known as like the wine and food sort of centre of Australia, I feel. Definitely wine is very popular.
A lot of places.
People might
in Australia.
Not know that the people might not know that the faunal emblem, which means like the animal emblem of South Australia, is the hairy nosed wombat.
Oh, that's adorable. I love wombats. Maybe I should move to South Australia.
And the floral emblem is Sturt's Desert Pea. I don't know if you know the flower, but it's very pretty.
Stunning. It's red and black. And I actually made a trivia question about that the other day. I love me a travel question. And because I had been planning this episode, I was like, that was top of mind. And so I added that in. Sturt's Desert Pea.
Well, there you go. I don't know. I mean, I have more facts, but I feel like our lovely guest who I've insert name here.
Naomi.
I have more facts, but I feel like Naomi is probably more qualified. since again, I've only read about it. But I'm very much looking forward to going on this trip with Naomi and you. And unless you have anything to add, I will cut the edit right here.
Well, I just would like to say enjoy. Have fun.
Okay. I think we can leave that in. Have fun, everyone.
Hello, everyone. This is Darius from the editing room, aka the kitchen. Well, long-time listener Garrick has given us some notes about South Australia. He's been a few times to Adelaide and the surrounding wine regions, Barossa, Eden, Clare, McLaren, and Coonawarra. Also been to the Limestone Coast from the Great Ocean Road and two mega drives right down the guts from Northern Territory and via Lake Eyre to Birdsville from Victoria, and he is yet to go west of Port Augusta. Another little note from James Lovell, Emma's brother, who's been four times to Adelaide, Port Adelaide, Adelaide Hills, Barossa Valley, and Port Lincoln. So, thanks for tuning in, guys, and let's get stuck in.
Welcome to the Lovely Travels podcast, my beautiful adopted little sister, Naomi.
Hello. Thank you very much, Emma. Nice to be here.
Yay. So I have invited you onto our South Australia episode, despite the fact that you could have been on countless others because you have been to Kilimanjaro. We've done that one. You have been to Tanzania because Kilimanjaro is there, so you could have been on that one. We've done Peru. You could have been on that one. Interviewed my dad about emigrating and having a foreign family, and you could probably, you know, be on that one. And family, you could be on that one. Today, yes, we're talking about South Australia because you once lived there.
I did. I lived there for a year and a half. It was a joy.
It's wonderful. Now, I always ask the existential question of who are you? So may you please tell us who you are and how do we know each other? Why do I call you my little sister?
That's actually a really fun story. So my name's Naomi. Hello. And I guess first and foremost, I'm a musician. I end up teaching a lot of music and performing a lot of music and studying a lot of music. It's kind of my whole life. I'm also a huge adventurer. I do lots of hiking, a bit of mental health advocacy. And we met, speaking of mental health advocacy, on a fundraising hike for the Black Dog Institute going to Peru. And it was like the most fun 10 days ever. And it was actually my first international trip overseas. And here we are later, 10 years later.
Don't remember that fact. That is incredible. I remember you being a baby and you being our baby and you turned 18.
Yeah. There. Yes. No, I didn't turn 18 there. We just told
you. Oh, no, we pretended it was your 18th. Which was a myth. Don't pretend it's somebody's 18th. It doesn't, it leads everyone astray.
It's too messy.
It's too messy. You don't need to replicate 18ths and 21st. That was a mistake.
No.
But pretty fun going out in Peru anyway. We did do karaoke twice. We did karaoke. We did it at Machu Picchu.
Oh, yeah. Many times. Yeah.
Cusco. Yeah. And then just as we were walking along, we just karaoke'd.
I should specify, it wasn't my first trip overseas. It was my first trip overseas by myself without my parents, after school.
Which is a big milestone.
Yeah, it felt big at the time.
Of course. No, it is big. It is big. And, yeah, it was most importantly how we met. We were tent buddies.
We were.
It was very special. And, yeah, and we met our wonderful friend Nick Newling, who has also been on the podcast on the Bhutan episode. So this is just a huge plug for all of our other episodes if you haven't listened before. But, yeah, you got a mention on that for sure. So
yeah, it was fun.
Long overdue that you are here. But, yes, we've said that you went and lived in South Australia, but where are you from and where do you currently live?
Yeah, so I am born and bred in Sydney. I'm still here, but I will be moving actually to Manchester in 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Maybe finally. By the time this episode comes out, you'll be there. Totally.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'll be listening to the playback in the UK. Finally.
Yeah, long overdue.
Yeah, long overdue, thanks to, you know, the pandemic that we all don't like to talk about. But yeah, I did study in Adelaide and I lived there for a year and a half and then I moved back to Sydney. And it was like, I took my gap year where we met and then I went to study in Adelaide. Did the whole living out of home thing. It was fun. And, you know, I still go back, that was 8 years ago. So I still go back every like a few months. So I tend to go back to Adelaide about every, you know, 3 or 4 months to see what I call my home away from home and, you know, kind of my adopted family there.
Yeah, your gorgeous friend too. Funny, I came to stay with you, but you weren't there. Or did we see, each other briefly and then you had to go. I think we saw each other for like lunch and then you had to leave and I stayed in your room.
That's right.
With the turtle out in the hallway.
Yeah, with the turtle. Yes. So yeah, that was my share house I had just moved into and I was in Sydney for some reason. I don't remember. But yeah, my friends whose turtle it was is now in the UK, so I'll be seeing her soon.
Good.
Yeah, there you go. It all ties in.
And then I got to see you another. I came down twice while you were there, which is pretty cool that you were only
there
for 18.
You came down a few times. Yeah.
I did. So I've actually been to South Australia 5 times. The first time, I had never been until 2012, which I felt like really old then. And now it's like, that's 9 years ago and I was 25. Like I just felt like I hadn't done everything. That was the year that I decided to visit every state and territory of Australia though. So that was pretty good. And yeah, a friend had hurt his hand. He was an older friend. He was had like kind of a carpal tunnel-y situation going on. And he was like, what are you doing next week? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, I want you to drive my car. It was like this super cool old sports car. I don't know what it was. I have a photo of it, but it was like this vintage car. He's like, I want to take my car. I want to visit my friend in the Clare Valley. I want you to drive me and I'll pay you. And I was like, done.
This sounds like a great deal.
Yeah. And then I had a friend I'd met through the snow who lived in the Adelaide Hills. And so I messaged, was like, hey, I'm coming. So, I went went and stayed with him in the Adelaide Hills, got to see Adelaide for the first time. Wasn't really in Adelaide much, but then also went out to the Clare Valley, like pretty cool for a first trip. And then driving from Melbourne, which I was living in at the time, all the way. And I was just being naughty and trying to Google before, but I remember stopping somewhere overnight on the way, but on the way back, I drove 17 hours.
Yeah, it's a big drive. I've done the drive to from Sydney to Adelaide 3 times, 4 times, and it's don't do it in a trip. try to stop on the way.
I don't know why. Like now knowing, because like I just went recently. My most recent trip, we went to Bordertown and Surviston. So Surviston's in Victoria. We stayed in Surviston and went to Kniver to visit my friends who were also on the episode. Trav and Millie Carter. They've both been on 2 episodes of the podcast. Told you this is just a massive plug. And then, Bordertown, which is in South Australia. But, like, we didn't cross through there when we drove. I feel like we went a really wacky, weird way. We went through, like, it was very deserty where we drove. And what's coming to mind, and I could Google, but it was, like, a M starting town. It's, like, a town that's quite – I feel like we went right up towards New South Wales border. I don't know why. Anyway. It was really weird to get back to Melbourne. I don't think it should take 17 hours from the Clare Valley, but it definitely did. It was a biatch. And he, you know, everyone's like, let's not do that. And I was just at that point where I was like, I want to do it.
I think it's about a 16-hour drive from Sydney to Adelaide straight without stops. So yeah. It should be less to Melbourne, you'd think.
9 hours and 31 minutes.
Yeah.
Pretty solid. Why did it? Oh, I know, because I went from, it was stupid. I didn't want to stay in the Clare Valley. So I took my friend there and then I went and stayed in the Adelaide Hills. So I drove from Adelaide Hills to Clare Valley, which is 2 hours. Then we drove back. That's where the other 2 hours comes in. And then the stops and stuff. And probably we're talking 9 years ago. Oh, there was a shitload of road work and it was, we got really, really stuck in road work. So
there's still that road work.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's like, they say,
be warned, drivers, expect road work.
Expect road work. Okay, top tip, you will have road work. Yeah, I think maybe the road has changed because this way tells me it's to go through Kniver too. Or we didn't have GPS. Mildura.
Mildura is on the Vic border. Yep.
That's the way we went, and that could be because of the roadworks. Ha ha, there you
That's
go.
That's on the Vic side.
Live Google mapping, it's always the way to go. So... tell me, what are your some – well, tell me that you know of, because I know you got to do a little bit of travel, but you've said to me you were a student. So
I was a student.
didn't have heaps of dollars, but
poor 19-year-old.
What are some famous places in South Australia that people might want to visit?
Yeah, look, you can't really go past South Australia without visiting the wine regions. It's like I miss three things about living in Adelaide, and the three things are my friends, the wine, and the AFL culture, because it's just really fun. But
oh, I thought you were going to say wine, wine, and wine.
Well, all of those, all of those.
Yeah.
So I love the Barossa. I almost try to go back at least every year just because I love it so much, stock up on the wine, and then come back again the following year. And McLaren Vale is gorgeous. Mm. And all the wineries there, they're so cool. They all have like a different personality when you walk into them. They're yep. not just like your stock standard winery. Like, you know, they just have a different character, and the people behind them are just, you know, completely different people, and they've got a completely different vibe no matter which building you walk into. Victor Harbour, which is a fun little seaside town, it's worth visiting. Flinders Ranges, which I didn't get to go to. I wish I did, but I have loads of friends that go camping there every year. Mount Gambier has a huge jazz festival, which is really fun to go to. And then, yeah, obviously, like, Adelaide and its surroundings are fun to go to as well. Places that I wish I've got to visit, but I was a poor student, definitely Kangaroo Island. I regret not going, but it's on the list to go back to.
Hearing a lot about that at the moment. Yeah, and they had the fires. They were quite yeah. badly impacted by the fires, so it would be lovely to be able to get down there and support them now. And, you know, they have a lot of wildlife there, and, yeah, it'd be great to get there. And then one place I mentioned to you that is really famous,
but
neither of us have been, and we did actually, I had planned, and I still have a voucher, a handwritten voucher for Matthew that I will take him, is the Port Lincoln to go and do the shark diving. So it's quite famous, the cage dive with the sharks. And, we had planned to do that. And then what happened? So I feel like something happened every year. And then, you know, a little thing called the pandemic happened too. And then... also, I was pregnant last year, so probably don't want to go hang out with sharks.
Yep, no.
With the belly. plus, I don't know if we would have been able to get down there. It was just so touch and go. But I actually went, my most recent trip was May.
Mm.
So I went in May to the Business Chicks held their conference. Yep. In the Barossa. And so funnily, yeah, like a lot of people, their first trip to South Australia, they would head to Barossa. It's very famous. And there's, as you said, there's like the Clare Valley, there's McLaren Vale, there's a bunch of different, there's heaps of wine in South Australia. Like, don't worry about that. But the Barossa is probably the most famous, and some of the most famous, you know, internationally known vineyards like Jacobs Creek and things like that. They're in Penfolds. They're like in the Barossa. So we stayed at the Novotel, and it was really stunning, like got sort of vineyardy vibes there. And it was really nice going to a conference there. And I think a lot of conferences are held in that region, because you do get kind of like you go to a vineyard and they've put on a full show for you. So we really got to see kind of the best of, which was lovely. But I also went to a wedding. So that was, my most recent trip. But I went to a wedding in 2000 and – oh, that might be my sixth time, actually. I've been more than I thought. In McLaren Vale. So we stayed in Harndorf, which I went to visit again this time and took my husband Matt and my baby, and it was lovely. But we stayed in Harndorf, which is fabulous, in the Adelaide Hills, and we went to – the wedding was at K1 Wines, and it was breathtaking, like just like a chalet, you know, just planted in this vineyard and epic. And then my friend is an event planner, so – a couple of days after the wedding, we went on a wine tour and ended up at a wine festival, which she swears she didn't know about. We're like, bull. She loves a music festival.
Yeah.
Well, she knew it was a wine festival, but she's thinking like, you know, little tables and little tastings and a little bit of cheese and stuff like this. So this was like a full-blown festival in a vineyard. So like not massive because there weren't as many people, but like they had like the doof doof music and – yeah, it was a pretty wild way to end a wedding.
Yeah,
after a few days.
When in, you know, South Australia, I'll just go with it.
But look, they gave you a cup and you just went away and did your thing. But if you're not into wine, there's a lot of other things to do. And one of the craziest times, but the best times to visit, is March around Easter. They call it Mad March, don't they? Because unlike other places where you would spread things out over the course of a year,
Not in Adelaide.
We will have every festival, including the international acclaimed Adelaide Fringe, one of the biggest and best fringe festivals in the world.
Definitely.
A month-long festival, you'll have that. Isn't WOMAD around that time too?
WOMAD is during March as well.
So that's another festival.
Yeah, and WOMAD, so for those who don't know, it's a world music festival. It's so much fun. As a musician, I definitely recommend going. It's 3 days long. I have a lot of friends that play in it. Then the Adelaide Festival is on at the same time. So you've got the three, the Fringe, the Festival, and WOMAD. And they used to, but it's cancelled now because of COVID, they used to have the Adelaide 500, which is the car racing, on at the same time.
And the future, I think Future or Summer Days or one of those was on, because I once came and worked for V at do promotions, and so I got to come. God, that might be another trip. And so I went to the went to work at the festival, and then a music festival, like a 1 day festival, the same day is like car racing is on, Fringe Festival on. This is on. Like, it is mad, and it's like Adelaide, you have an entire year. No. We will put everything on in 1 month.
Everything. Everything's in March. Everything, or late Feb to March. If you get there in April, I'm sorry, you've missed it.
And then it is a very quiet town. A beautiful town. It is known for being, it's called the City of Churches.
It is. I was going to say that. It is called the City of Churches, but it's so much better than just the churches. There's so much more going for it than churches. It's also known as the Festival State, because as we were just talking about, there's festival after festival after festival, and then it goes quiet for a while, and then you get a random music festival in the middle of the wineries like you were talking about. So, yes, those are the two things that it's known for. But the churches are lovely in Adelaide. Like, they're beautiful and, you know, gorgeous architecture, and like they're huge, and you can't not, you like, you can't go past them, you know, you have to go in. But there's so much more going for it than just the churches.
Oh, 100%. And I think it's got a bit of a reputation as a bit of a sleepy sort of city, but the food, you know, the food is phenomenal. Really, like, very good focus on produce, and then, like, obviously huge. You've got all those vineyards, like, you know, just a really lovely
focus. So you can
on the food culture.
Definitely I don't know. So I lived in Adelaide in 2013 2014, so like a little while ago now, and back then people used to say to me, oh, it's just like Sydney but 20 years behind, which I think is a horrible thing to say, because it's just not true in the slightest. But like, even since I lived there, every time I go back and I go out with friends and stuff, I'm like, oh my God, Adelaide has grown up. Like, look at it. But like, there's like now, which just didn't exist when I lived there, there's like all these little back alley bars and restaurants and like, you know, cool little clubs and pubs and stuff that just did not exist back then. Like, I would say 10 years ago, it was just kind of Rundle Street with the four main pubs, and now, like, you go into any back alley and you'll find this cool little pop-up bar. You know, there's like a Harry Potter bar and a gaming bar and like ping pong bars and like all sorts of fun things. So it's definitely becoming a bit more, it's definitely like growing. There's more people that come and go all the time, but yeah, it's a really fun place actually. You can spend, if you're just got a short time visiting, I feel like you'd probably be in Adelaide for about 3 days, but after that, like, definitely go. The best things about Adelaide are the things that are out, like the wineries, you know.
And you don't have to go far. I don't know why. I always thought the Barossa was like super far, but from the airport,
an hour
it's
away.
Like, yeah. It's an hour. And then Adelaide Hills is like 40 minutes. And then, I don't know, like, it took me 3 visits or something, because I think because we drove across the land and like super deserty, like amazing where we drove, so maybe the detour of the traffic was amazing. Red dirt, like crazy red. And then just on this recent trip when we drove out to Surviston and to Bordertown, these like really unusual landscape, we got these like rolling grassy dry hills and then these massive boulders. And that was about an hour out. And like, but before that, we drove through like Barossa Vineyards. Then we drove through like a forest. And I was like, I'd really love to come and do some hikes there. They were like real proper, like pine, big, huge trees. And then the next thing is like these rolling grassy hills with these boulders. that people are stopping at, and they like painted them. I didn't really catch the name, so I'd have to look that up, but it was really interesting. And then we're out in the countryside, like just in this 3-hour stretch, we just went through such different landscape, and I took a bunch of photos and videos. You've also got the on that drive, which was really cool, and I think it's known for that along that sort of country, southern country route, is the silo art.
So you
get the big silos, and they like paint the silos with these amazing massive murals. So you're just driving along this really, you know, very Australian dry sort of landscape, and then these epic paintings come up, and they were beautiful. But yeah, like, you know, really roundabout way to say, but I was, yeah, because I came inland, and then because I came straight to the city a couple of times to come to the festival, I just had no idea. And I know that my friends went there, like with the festival, there was always someone making a beach day, but I feel like it doesn't feel beachy to me. The beach is right in Adelaide.
Like, it's like you can catch, so one of the main beaches, Glenelg, you can catch the tram straight from the city centre to Glenelg. I think it's a 20-minute trip.
Yes.
Or less. Like, you just get on the one tram, takes you door to door. It's so easy. So the coolest thing about Adelaide, just like you were saying, is at wineries an hour away, beaches are an hour away, even like the harbour is an hour and a half away. Like, you know, everything is within an hour drive.
Yep. And it took me 5 years. 5 years and 5 visits for me to get to the beach. I actually went and stayed a night in Glenelg, caught up with our lovely friend Sharon, who we met in Peru. And it was just like, oh my gosh, this was so accessible and easy. And it just felt so foreign to me that it just doesn't feel like a beachy place, even though I'm very well aware. I looked at the Australian map. South Australia, the name is correct, it is on the south of Australia. And Adelaide is very much on the south of the south of Australia. It is on that coast, as are all capitals.
All Australian cities.
of each state are pretty much on the coast, because that's how we roll, and, you know, that's what we've got. So anyway, that was just like blew my mind. So definitely if you're going to South Australia, you're probably going to fly into Adelaide unless you're doing like I did and you're driving in. Yeah, make sure you get a little taste of everything. Go to the beach, go to the hills, go to the vineyards, go to the farms. Definitely. Like, it's just very easy. Probably does require a car. Like, I did do the public transport. If you're staying around the city, it's okay, but I think
it's not too bad. So I didn't have a car when I lived there. To get to the Barossa, you do need a car. So if you're planning going to the Barossa, get a car. If you're going to go to McLaren Vale, get a car. But if you're going to, like, go to the Adelaide and its surrounds, so if you want to go to Harndorf, that's accessible by bus. If you want to go to Mount Lofty, which is just a beautiful lookout and it's got a lovely botanic gardens, there's 2 buses. and as we were saying, Glenelg, tram. So it is pretty accessible, actually. And they've actually built another 2 tram lines in the last kind of 3 years. So everything is getting more and more accessible in Adelaide and its surrounds.
The Mount Lofty Botanical Gardens were absolutely stunning. I was there in May,
and gorgeous.
The colour change, because we don't get so much of that seasonal thing, and it was very nice to be wintry and rugged up, and you get the like smell of the fires in the night and just the colours of the trees. I put up some photos on Lovely Travels. It's just amazing. And actually, I've got a photo on my desk of Arndorf. But there's 2 things I want to touch on before we bounce off.
Sure.
One, Adelaide, so this was a question that I based on, South Australia. There was one question I based for all states on South Australia, because there are some very specific food items that famous food things that you can get in South Australia that they're really particular about, and food brands that they're really particular about, that they are like, come on, that's a thing. And everybody else in Australia is like, it is not a thing, you weirdos.
You can tell me that, because I know I wrote some down because, you know, I thought you're going to ask me about food. And the ones that I could think of were probably the very Australian Bogan ones, like Farmers Union iced coffee.
Which is delicious and a must, and I will not have any other words said about it.
And if you're doing the drive-in, like I have a couple of times and you have, definitely get yourself a Farmers Union iced coffee. And fruit chocks, they're South Australian, which is the little orange kind of sweets with chocolate wrapped around them.
I gotta say, I don't get it. I don't get it.
They go nuts for it. I like
whole shops dedicated to it.
Yeah, I got it. I didn't get it either until I was studying till like, you know, 1 a.m. in the morning, cramming for an exam the next day. Fruit chocolate and a good study.
Any chocolate. Snack. Yes, true.
We'll yeah.
Well, and they were either chocolate related is, Haig's.
Haig's, of course. Yes, definitely. I actually lived 150 meters away from the factory in Adelaide.
It's dangerous.
It was because I got to have all the reject chocolate for free, you know, not for free, for cheap. Like, you know, you go into the factory and they're like, yeah, this bag's broken. It's half price. And you're like, okay, that's a no-brainer.
Take it.
I'll take that and 10 others, you know.
Oh, and the other chocolate is Melba's, which I've never heard of too.
I never heard of that. No. Did I miss
Sharon
that?
Sharon took us. Yeah, it's up in the hills and it's very like they do all the nostalgic like – things you like sweets you would have had as a kid when you go to the Melba's factory. It's all those sort of things, masks and just they had like the lollipop, traffic light lollies. So like the red, yellow, green. They just had, and then just chocolate everything. So like your chocolate letters of your name, chocolate frogs, chocolate.
Lovely.
Anything that you can make a chocolate mold out of, they had done it.
Yeah. So I think my travel advice or one of them has to be go with a half empty suitcase for the wine and the food that you can bring back.
For the wine and the chocolate, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But speaking of food, in Adelaide, I have to tell everyone this, please, please, please don't go to Adelaide without visiting the central markets. You need to go to the central markets. They're just like all the food there is delicious. There's just rows and rows and rows. It's kind of like, you know, the South Melbourne markets, but I would say bigger. Mm. And there's more of a food court. And it's an Asian food court. It borders Gujar Street, which is the kind of the Asian eatery, kind of, you know, like the Chinatown of Adelaide. It's huge. And a little tip, there's a new ice cream shop that's opened up across the road a couple of years ago. And it's called 48 Flavors because it has 48 flavors and they're all amazing.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Good. I will add that.
Go there next time.
Because I really because when I'm there for the Fringe, I really just hang out in Rundle Mall and up toward the park. And I'm sort of, because I was working and I was generally out till very, very late, I really stuck to that area. So I haven't explored as much as I would like as well. So it's really good to hear.
Check out the markets. Although, please Google before you go there the days they're open because they're not open every day. So make sure you check it out before you rock up.
That is a good tip. And do you have, for our lovely co-host, some fun facts?
I have a few, yeah. So I know Darius likes his fun facts. He might like this one. So Harndorf is the oldest surviving German settlement in Australia.
Yeah, sehr gut. We sent him I'll have to post it. Finn and I sent him a little Deutsch video from the Harndorf while we were there.
Yeah. It's a great place to visit. Like, definitely go. I loved your photos when you were there. Pretzels, German beer, you can't miss it. Also, the Bierenberg factory is right there too, and you can pick your own strawberries at the right time of year and then take them home and eat them and, you know, get some Bierenberg jam, put that in your suitcase. This is my fun fact.
The tip is bring two suitcases.
Yeah, two suitcases. That's right. Yeah. Bring just your carry-on for your clothes and like a big suitcase that's just empty.
Perfect.
Check that. And then my favorite fun fact about South Australia, and I think it's pretty like internationally recognized. This is an important fun fact. South Australia produces 50% of Australia's wine volume.
It's insane.
That's insane. And you get that all over the world. Like when you talk about Australian wine anywhere in the world, it's the Barossa. Like that's what they care about.
Yeah. It's South Australian wines. And if you see Australian wine, you turn the label, it's often South Australian. Often. It is very quality. And I know that there's, you know, we're going to travel to all the states. There's amazing vineyards. Australian wine, you know, our climate is suited to it. But yes, South Australia is particularly... That is, they have really cornered that market.
They really do. Like, I moved there when I was 19 and, you know, it was a little while ago now, but that is the reason that I'm a wine snob because I live in Adelaide, you know, like I just, I get so fussy with my wine and like, it's because I lived in Adelaide. And when you're there, actually where you were talking about before up near the Botanic Gardens, I think it is up on North Terrace, there's actually a Australian Wine Centre. So you can go in and you can get yourself like a tasting glass, and they're kind of like vending machines of all these amazing wines from all over the country. And you just pay, like you get a prepaid card, you put it like $100 on it, which is what I did, you go nuts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was fun.
I love it.
Yeah, but if you really want to go for the wine, definitely hit up the wine regions. You can't buy that stuff in bottle shops. Like, get yourself to a wine region.
Oh, and it's such a different experience when you've actually been there and you've tasted it. And I said we would buy a bunch, but then like we're like, oh, we're trying to be modest with our drinking. But, you know, yes, next time I go, I will be making sure we stock up and that we have. Definitely. And they deliver as well. So you do, it's good if you have the suitcase, but a lot of the vineyards are very good and will deliver for free. So
they do.
All over Australia. So they know what they're doing. So
yeah, and only because I'm a wine snob, I'm just going to put it out there to everyone. When you do go to visit Adelaide and when you do go to South Australia and you do go up to the Barossa or McLaren Vale or Clare Valley, do yourself a favour. Don't just go for the big wineries. Don't just go visit Penfolds. Like, go visit the little ones. Like, I have a dozen at least favourite small wineries where you actually get to meet the winemaker behind the counter, and you know, it's like a little barn or like a little family-run business. Go to the places that you wouldn't have heard of otherwise. Don't just go to the, you know, the big names like Jacob's Creek and Penfolds, even though they're awesome.
Even though they're ones, they're awesome.
They're wonderful. And like, you know, people love the one with the cube in McLaren Vale. Is it? It's called Darrenberger.
Yeah, yes, been there too. Yes.
And look, I've been there. I've drank their wine. They have like a massive museum underneath. It's definitely worth a visit, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But then also you're going to miss out on places that like are so small that but have some of the best wine you'll ever have. Like, I really like Chapel Hill and McLaren Vale and Penny's Hill and Coriol. And they're just like tiny little, you know, wineries, but they're so just like the best wine you could ever have. And it's much cheaper. Just putting that out there.
Celador is very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, my darling. I think you have tempted me into going and getting a glass of wine. We must wrap up, but it was thank you for taking us on a tour of your adopted home state. It was such a pleasure to get to see you there, and I love that you've so embraced all the things there and you've become such a South Australia advocate.
Yes, definitely. Go in March, drink the wine. I'll see you there.
she'll be there. Call Naomi. But we will get a bunch of those top tips from Naomi and put them in our show notes so that you can, if you do actually want to go visit those places, then you can. So thank you for joining us on the South Australia episode, my darling.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Already looking forward to the next one. We also have a rather extensive back catalogue for you to check out. But in the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram. That's at Lovely Travels on Instagram.
Or you can come and check us out on Facebook, Lovely Travels. That's LOVELLY. Or we would love for you to join our Facebook community with more than 500 members talking all things travel and adventure. That's the Lovely Travels community.
You can also visit our website, which is lovelytravels.com.
Or shoot us an email. We love hearing from our listeners. So please send us an email, feedback, comments, questions, whatever. info@lovelytravels.com.
And you can listen, review, subscribe, like, share, and promote our podcast in any shape, way, or form. We are on Spotify, iTunes, the internet, Google Podcasts, everywhere where you get podcasts, you will find us.
All good podcasting locations. So tune in next time, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.